This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What are your favorite things that you are gifting this holiday season? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And I was at a favorite things party that my sister Rachel held. What a fun idea. So she had a bunch of friends over, family were there, and you were told to bring two gifts that valued around $15 to $20 and things that you genuinely use and love. And then when you get to the party, you have to make sure that you can see what they are too. Nothing's like wrapped in a gift bag. So some people did the clear wrapping.
Oh, sure.
Or they just put a ribbon around it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put it on a table, and then my sister gave them all a number, and then one by one, you'd go and pick a number, and if you pick number one, you'd go and grab gift item number one.
Almost like a white elephant, but okay, I get you.
And, but there's no, you could exchange if you want, but it's not like a white elephant where you can steal somebody else's gift. And everybody has to kind of say what their item is. So let me first start off by saying I brought a beauty item and I brought a practical item.
Nice, nice.
So the beauty item, I love the hydrating masks and under eye cucumber patches that you get at Sephora.
The wrinkles in the bags under your eyes.
Oh, it keeps your face moisturized. Mm. Sure. So I had, that was the beauty item, those favorite things. And then the practical item that I brought these hooks that I have on the back of my headrests in my cars that hold my purse. They're amazing.
Oh,
you can put
put
shopping bags on them on the back of the headrest. Yes,
yeah.
I had that. And I brought
good idea
these plastic bag holders. It suctions to your countertop and you can attach plastic bags. We do a lot of meal prep in our house.
Perfect.
And we handle meat a lot and freeze that since the boys are hunters. And so then you don't get the bag all dirty because the little plastic holder holds the plastic bags.
Yeah, otherwise you get
so those are my items.
Greasy stuff on the outside. I like those items. Those
so
are good.
I walked
nice.
Away
Everyone.
With some coffee. I got some coffee. I got some vitamin C serum that my sister likes. And from my mom, you guys, we're going to try this on the air.
It looks like wrapping paper, but it's like an 8x11. What is that? It's got
this
all
is,
like paisleys on it or whatever that
I
is.
I had never heard of this before. It feels like paper and you can fold it, but it's a little more durable. This is a Swedish dishcloth.
Okay.
This is supposed to replace paper towel. It's made from recycled material.
Okay, so how are we practicing with
this
thing?
It's compostable, it's recyclable. My mom swears by these. They're, eco-friendly. So
yeah.
I have a little dish of water. I know we have radio equipment here. I moved everything out of the way.
Our engineers listen all the time.
I have not used this yet, okay?
Right.
But again, you're supposed to be able to reuse them for a certain amount of time. Eventually, you have to throw them away. But guess what? They decompose. You can put them in a compost pile.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just going to put here in my workspace. I'm very nervous to just put a little bit of water
Let
down.
Me see what you're doing
I'm just putting
here.
A little bit of water down. Swedish dishcloth. Okay. Radar.
Hey,
don't shake the table. Why would you do that?
Because I want you to actually get it out.
Okay.
You're like very careful over there.
Wait, let me move my mouse.
It's almost like when I used to be an altar boy and you had to put the water in the wine. Oh my gosh, the priest would be like, not so much. Okay, gosh almighty. All right, sorry.
Okay.
Just a drip.
All right, I'm putting just a little bit of water down here. Okay, a little bit of water. All right. That was a lot of water.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, now I'm putting the Swedish dishcloth on it.
See it now?
And look at it's totally wiped up.
Is it dried up?
And look at how
And you're touching it, too. You're touching the Swedish dishcloth.
Yes.
Does it feel wet?
It does. It feels wet.
But you can let it dry?
But look at how thin. It's as thin as paper.
Wow.
To store these in your drawers and things, you can use these as dishcloths if you want to wash dishes with them.
Really? That heavy duty?
So this
nice
yes.
Stuff.
So this is what my mom's favorite thing was. And I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe this is something. Maybe you want to do a favorite things party. But if you had to go to a favorite things party, $15 to $20, that's a price point. Share with everybody. Forget Oprah. What's your favorite thing? What would you bring to the party? 414-432-1099. I will report back on the Swedish dishcloth. when I start using them at home. But it wipes up the water perfectly fine. I know they say you cannot put these in the dryer.
Like the dryer or whatever.
When you do wash them.
Just gotta let them hang
dry. But they also said you could put them in the microwave to sanitize them.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty nuts, but I'll go for it.
And it's good for the environment.
That sounds good.
So if you feel like you go through a lot of paper towels, maybe this is what you could do.
You do have to say it slowly, though. Swedish.
Thank you.
Swedish.